today on The Bill Kelly Show on 900 CHML.
You know, the premier has told us about, you know, the commitment that he's made, he and his government have made to health care here in the province of Ontario. And there have been some positive things that they have enacted, you know, bringing in foreign trained doctors, nurses, et cetera. I recognize the qualifications of foreign trained healthcare workers. Excellent idea. It's something that that people have been in the field, especially in healthcare field, have been asking for years now. And that's starting to happen. And that's great. And we know about funding and you know, the staffing that are in hospitals. And they've talked a pretty good game about what they'd like to see happen long term. Which means that every part of the healthcare system is going to have to rely on the other part, another part for this. I mean, you know, one of the reasons for the overcrowding in hospitals these days, of course, is the fact that there aren't enough support services, which means a lot of people that are probably in the hospital right now may not even have to be there, but they're there because there aren't enough long-term beds. There aren't enough nurses providing home care, things of that nature. And that stuff all has to be addressed. And until it is, the problem's not really going to solve itself. And, of course, then you have the concern about the number of people that are actually going to be working in the hospitals, which, you know, you've got surgical delays, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But most of it, and this is the part that the government doesn't really feel comfortable talking about, but they're going to have to, is staffing. That's really what this comes down to. You know, when you've got ERs that are closing for some weekends and others that maybe just, you know, put the closed for business sign up right for a much more longer period than that, it's because they don't have enough people to fill the jobs, or the ones that they have are overworked. And, you know, you've got to, you know, have some downtime. That's really one of the main problems. And that, I think, is part of the situation with the nursing profession here in this province right now. They tout the fact that, you know, they're going to bring in more foreign trained, and they're already, some of them are here, and that's good. But the other element to this that we have noticed, and a survey that was just released last week, I think, underscores this, is retention. You know, we always talk about attracting nurses to the profession or doctors, but retaining them once they get here. Now, that's a challenge, and that doesn't seem to be happening to the extent that it should here in the province of Ontario. When you look at this, it's like a good news, bad news story, really. The good news is that, yes, there are more nurses coming into the profession here in Ontario. The numbers are starting to increase, and that's good. The bad news, though, is a lot of them are leaving. A lot of nurses, and it's not just by attrition, not just people that are retiring, but leaving the industry. And there's a number of different reasons for that. And our next guest, I think, is going to shed some light on that. Dr. Doris Grinspun is the CEO for the Registered Nurse Association of Ontario. Doris, always a pleasure. Thanks for making some time for us today.
Thank you so much for having us back.
Well, we just wanted to underscore some of the concerns here. And as I say, we get half the story from the province when they're talking about, you know, the number of nurses who are registered and practicing here in Ontario. And that's good. You know, this, you know, recognizing foreign credentials, et cetera, is something that I know a lot of people have been asking about for the longest time. But we still haven't had much of a commitment from this government yet about retention. There are still too many people leaving the nursing profession. What's happening here, Doris?
Well, that is exactly the issue, right? The government is doing well, and they are working with us in increasing seats for nursing schools, in fast-tracking the credentialing for internationally educated nurses, IENs, which we have been asking, of course, for those that live in Ontario, not to poach from other countries, where the government is not listening enough to us and not doing enough at all. It's on retention, and you got it. And the result is startling because we currently have 35,000, 18% of our workforce registered with the college are not practicing nursing in Ontario. That is a huge number. It's a number that is low-hanging fruit that if the government did good retention strategies, many of them would come back, and many of them will be serving Ontarians instead of, for example, serving people in another province. We have about 85,000, almost 9,000 of them are employed in nursing, but outside of Ontario. Why are they not here serving our population when they were educated, and they're still, they haven't dropped the registration. So that's important to know. They would come back if we do something, but yet they're practicing somewhere else because they get better conditions there.
Well, and that's the story that, as I say, the government's a little hesitant to actually even address, let alone try to solve, is the fact that, you know, when the premier gets up there and says, you know, we're opening it up now for people that are trained in other parts of the country to come and practice here in Ontario. The other provinces are doing the exact same thing. And
can I tell you how many nurses from another province want to come here? Because I have the number.
It's like, yeah,
130.
Please.
130. Let's not waste the time on that. Let's put the time on keeping the ones that are here, because if not, they will go somewhere else, because somewhere else they make more money, somewhere else they have better workloads that allow them to do good care. So instead of focusing on the 120 or 30 that want to come here, we need to focus on keeping the ones we have here staying here, and then others will come.
Well, and that's why you can be overwhelmed sometimes by statistics. And I'm glad you had some time to talk to us about this and clarify some of these things. You know, the number of nurses that have renewed their registration, that's great. And that number is still big, and that's good. But not all of them, as you mentioned, are working. I know some.
Not 18.
Yeah, I personally know a couple of people that left the profession, Doris, and they still register every year because they want to maintain that. But they're not working in the industry. They're not working in healthcare anymore because the hours were just terrible. The pay was not as good as it could have been.
I have the number. I know the number by heart. 14,000 of them are not employed in nursing. 14,000. 8,000 additional ones are on a leave because they can't handle what's going on. Let's put the effort in retention. It's very simple. Healthy workloads that they can deliver quality care. They're not asking to sit in the nursing station. They want to deliver quality care to Ontarians, whether it's in primary care, whether it's in home care, or whether it's in hospital care. So safe workloads. Decent, competitive compensation. The only province that put this Bill 124 that the premier now is fighting again in court, the only province is Ontario. This is why BC, Alberta, and others pay way better to nurses, and they go there, needless to say, about the U.S. Support for career advancement, equity, diversity, inclusivity, so every single nurse, regardless the color of their skin, regardless their sexual orientation, gender identity, that they can practice and advance in their careers like anybody else. That's what we need. Our indigenous nurses not to be discriminated. Every single nurse, a black nurse, an indigenous nurse, another nurse of another color, another shape, or whatever else. We are all nurses. We all pass the registration. They are all outstanding. Let them practice and progress in the career.
Exactly, and then we all benefit. Doris, as always, thank you so much for the time today. Greatly appreciated.
Thank you so much.
The Bill Kelly Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on 900 CHML.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.